So as we're going into this compassion meditation, I'm going to invite you to start by focusing your attention on your body. It's simply allowing yourself to become fully aware of how it feels right now. Knowing whether your body is at ease or whether there is tension in it, pain or discomfort. Just knowing exactly how it feels to be sitting here right now. And feeling the sense of pressure where your body is in contact with the floor or the chair. And knowing that we don't have to analyze the sensations that are present, we simply know that they are there. And becoming aware of the sense of contact, where one part of your body is in touch with the other. Just feeling those points of contact. And allowing yourself to experience the sense of sitting here and the relaxation that can arise when you understand that you are fully supported. The ground beneath you unconditionally holding and supporting you. Enabling you to come to rest totally, completely, without any effort. And allowing your mind to fall softly into your body. Letting it come to rest in the body. Allowing your mind to be held and supported by your body. And realizing that your mind has nowhere to go, has nothing to do. Let it come to rest. There's no need to strive. There's nothing worth struggling for. Nothing to be attained. When there's nothing to achieve, there's no fear of failure. so we don't have to strive to gain any sense of success. And allowing the mind to rest in that sense of there being absolutely nothing to do, nothing to be achieved. And allowing your attention to open up to an awareness of sound. Letting whatever sound arises command your attention without judgment, without preference. Just receiving the sound. And letting that be your focus. Soon as the mind wanders, simply note the fact that it's wandering. Very gently, without force, returning your attention to sound. And I'm now going to invite you to return into your garden. Remembering that this is your garden, your special garden, that contains all of your favorite flowers. It's a garden that has been made specially for you. So very gently and naturally, allowing an image of this garden, your garden, to form in the mind. Doesn't have to be a very clear image or very detailed. maybe just a sense of there being a garden present. Giving yourself a couple of minutes to allow this to arise in the mind. Maybe you have a sense of your favorite flowers and the scent of those flowers reaching your nostrils. Maybe there's also a sense of a light breeze blowing through this garden, bringing the scents of flowers to you. Maybe there's warm sunlight, and everything is fresh and alive. And it's beautiful. After all, it's your garden, designed specifically for you. So taking your time, look around. Feeling the scents of your garden. Feeling the vibrancy of the colours. Knowing the peace and the quiet. And the sense of stillness. Letting it be yours, exactly as you would have wanted it to be. And when you're ready, I'm further going to invite you to begin to wander through this garden of yours. Just very slowly, feeling your way through this garden. sensing the flowers, feeling the warmth. Maybe even feeling the love that created this garden for you. Feeling sunlight on your face. Feeling the ground beneath your feet. Maybe resting in the shade of a tree. Just allowing yourself to move through this garden, experiencing it as fully as you can. Realizing its beauty. And the love and compassion that created it for you. And as you're wandering through this garden of yours, enjoying the feelings of being there, enjoying the experience, you notice in the distance that there is someone else standing in the garden, also admiring it. And you wonder who they are, standing here in your garden. And maybe you begin wondering why they are here. Who are they? What brings them here? And what is life like for them? What struggles have they had in their life? What difficulties? What feelings and emotions flow through them? What successes and failures have they had in their lives? What sadness, what grief, what happiness, what joy? What has this other person felt and experienced during their life? And how much have they suffered? And how much are they suffering? And the sense of the suffering of this other person, and the sense of your own suffering. Come together. And there's a desire not only to be free of your own suffering, but also to help others be free of their suffering. So in your desire to help them, you pick the most beautiful flower that you can imagine, that you can find in your garden. The one flower that really encapsulates all your sense of love and kindness and compassion. this flower represents you and your desire to help others be free of suffering. It's full of that love, that kindness, that compassion, which is unconditional. And slowly, walking towards them, wishing them well, wishing them freedom from suffering, wanting them to be free, wanting them to be healthy and fit and well, free of sadness, free of all the things that cause suffering. And reaching out towards them, you give them this flower of your love, your kindness, your compassion, with that unconditional wish that they be free of suffering. And as you are presenting them with this flower, you realize that they are, in fact, you. That you have seen in this other somebody all of your own suffering, all of your own struggles and sadness, all of your joys and successes. And your fervent wish for them to be free of suffering is a fervent wish for you to be free of suffering. So presenting yourselves right now with a flower of your own loving kindness and compassion, and accepting it, for once accepting it for what it is, a gift of freedom from suffering. coming to rest.